Oh, my wife's on the phone.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Hi.
You're calling yourself in?
I'm not calling myself in. I don't tailgate, Chaz. I get mad when I'm tailgated. It's a huge pet peeve of mine.
Yeah, no, I know you do.
Oh, it drives me crazy. Remember the story that I told you a few weeks ago? So I was traveling on, I'm not going to say which street I was on. I was on a state road, and it was like 10 o'clock in the morning on a weekday. So it was like no traffic. I pull out in my car. I'm cruising down. Everything's fine. And then, you know, I'm already on the road for about 60 seconds, and I look in my rearview mirror. There is a car so close to the back end of my car that I can only see his windshield. He's so on me.
You can count his nose hairs.
I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Yes. And now I'm like, I want to brake check him so bad, but I really love my car. And I'm like, all right. So I just tap the brakes. I do a little tap. He backs off. I'm like, okay. I keep going. I'm going. It's like 35 miles an hour. I'm going 55 on this road. It's easy to speed on that road. And he's on my butt again. And I'm like, okay, fine. I look in my rearview mirror. Now he has both middle fingers up, and he's waving his hands out. His
Jeez.
Mouth is going. You can see he's really young.
Just put the red lights on.
What is he? What is he mouthing?
What his middle finger is saying.
Gotcha. Okay. He's saying, hi, Jennifer.
No, wasn't that.
And so then I'm like, okay, I just kept going, didn't touch my brakes. I'm like, I'm ignoring this craziness. He puts a signal on to turn into a driveway of where he was going.
A school.
And I see him now. What's that?
A school.
A school. And now as he's going to turn in, I see a signal on. He starts slowing down and backing off of me. Now I just slow down to a crawl as he's going to turn in. So now I'm blocking him to enter his area.
Nice.
And then he went crazy again. And then he's going, pull over, pull over. I'm like, oh, my God. And I just took off.
No, cardigan, but thank you.
Okay. You participated in this event.
I did.
You realize
I
that.
Did.
Okay.
Those students had a great first period.
It was lunch lady.
Yeah. And you know what? Not for anything. I know it's stupid to engage and all that stuff, but I didn't brake check him. I brake tapped him. But once he's waving both middle fingers, I'm like, oh, listen, little man.
Okay. Would you be willing to put a dash cam in your car?
I think they're so sparky, but if you wanted me to, I would. If you paid for it, I'll put it in.
I'll pay for it.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I have access to the footage.
All right.
Okay.
Like, damn, I got to drive slow for a while.
Yeah.
That means I can't pick my nose.
Well, no, it's facing out.
It's
facing, pick away. It's facing
it's
out.
It's facing away from you. Just don't flick it forward.
No, the cameras have both.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. In that case, don't.
Quick, snot rocket.
Get the Italian handkerchief.
Okay, tailgater.
I'm not a tailgater. You know, you were like the worst reformed driver ever because you were the most aggressive driver. Now that you're reformed, you're better than everybody.
Yeah, it's like I used to be a smoker, and now I'm a pain in the ass non-smoker.
You're a born-again driver.
That's what happens.
Born
once
again
you
driver.
Get better at things, you're better than everybody.
I'm much better than I used to be with road rage. By far better than
you
I used
are.
To be.
But
I am.
You tailgate.
This is like a meeting.
I don't tailgate, hon.
You tailgate.
This is like a meeting.
Right. I'm going to work now. Okay, love you. Bye.
Danielle in East Haven. I believe our first lady.
Good morning, everybody.
To call in a road rage story. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what happened?
How's everybody?
Good. You sound
agitated.
You sound like you feel guilty.
A little
about
embarrassed.
Something.
Yeah.
A little embarrassed.
What did you do?
Yeah, I'm not too proud of it, but I was leaving work, driving through downtown New Haven, and it was after my workday was over, so I was wound pretty tight to begin with. And as I was leaving, it was when all that construction mess was happening up by College Street, and a utility truck started coming over, and I was trying to let him over in the middle of the construction. And then he changed his mind, and then as I proceeded to come up on his quarter panel side, on the driver's side, he changed his mind again and started running me off the road into oncoming traffic.
Oh.
So he flips me off, which totally, I just snapped. I practically broke my car horn, beeping, yelling, honking. I was hanging out my window screaming at him, and I thought we were going to pull over, so I started following him. And as we went through the red light, he basically brake checked me.
Oh.
So we were stopped. I was behind him. He was in front of me. And I absolutely lost it. I'm not proud of this, but it was probably one of my lowest moments driving. Like, it was the worst kind of road rage for me. And he just pulled his little beanie cap down over the side of his face and refused to look at me any further. Like, that's where it ended. Like, he just stopped because he started. And then when he realized that I was absolutely a lunatic, I think he realized, like, this was going to get pretty hairy. So he just stopped looking at me and literally pulled his cap over the side of his face so I couldn't see him anymore.
He's like,
and then we proceeded to get on the highway.
I'm not asking her for a date.
You're not looking
at me.
That's
what he said.
I don't know how many pairs of journey tickets we have, but you're going.
Yeah. You need to be in the front.
Yeah.
Let's get a band.
That's one hell of a story.
Yeah, it was a rough day at work.
Wow. So what was your plan if you guys both got out of the car? What was the plan?
I was getting out, and I was going to call my husband, who was 6'8" and 300 pounds, and tell him to get down to downtown New Haven as quick as he could.
That's good. That worked.
Yeah.
That was the plan, but, I mean, I was going to get out. I am not the type of person that's just going to back down and let somebody think they're going to intimidate me because I'm a woman. I was planning on getting out of my car and giving him a good talking to.
Yeah.
You can't run somebody off the road into oncoming traffic in the middle of downtown New Haven.
And then give them the finger.
Yeah, say, I'm sorry, my bad.
Right.
I didn't realize.
Right. Use a blinker. Yeah. Say, oh, you know, I didn't see you. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, I don't drive a little car, so it wasn't like you didn't see me coming.
That's funny, because you got out of work, you were, like, packed. You were, like, an explosive that was packed with gunpowder.
Yep, all she needed
was
a catalyst.
Absolutely.
He packed it more.
And it was like, I was going with the
three-strike rule. Then the finger ignited you.
And then, boom.
Sounds like you're reliving it all over again.
Every single thing that bad happened to me that day, this guy, it got taken out on him.
That's it.
Wow.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, I'm glad it didn't escalate. Glad it ended there.
I think you left the country.
We have your number, right? We have your number? Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, cool.
You're going to Journey.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great morning.
So try not to go crazy over there, okay?
Calm down first.
Excel Center in Hartford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
That's what happens.
I don't think she needed her husband. I think she would have killed that guy right there.
I agree.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I don't think she needed him.
Nope.
I think the husband would have been scared. Honey, calm down.
Have you ever been frightened by a woman where it's like, you know, some road rage thing and then it's like, wow.
Oh, yeah. No, I ran a couple times. Not proud of it.
And your flip-flops?
No, I'm in the car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. Mm. That's when I'm like, thank God for horsepower.
I like the breaking of the eye contact. That really does just kill it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just...
I'm not going to look at her. I'm not going to look at her.
Refused to even acknowledge
your
existence.
That's the worst.
He used his cap.
Like,
yeah. You're not even going to see my face.
Right. No.
I'm not making eye contact with you, but you're not even going to see me.
It was like a window shade for him.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Like
Wile E. Coyote. Curtains.
Like Wile E. Coyote when he's pulling the thing down and the train's coming. Yeah.
I don't want to be on your next TikTok.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's, you know. You see a woman completely freak out in the car.
Yes.
Say, what are you going to do?
I only have one move. It's
you have a move?
I have one move. It's not the finger.
I
get mad at somebody, I will lay on my horn for 5 solid Mississippis. And it doesn't seem like a long time, but that can get annoying.
It's a long time.
Fast.
Yeah, but you have a clown car.
Do not.
It is a clown car.
No, it's just one.
Yeah,
one solid one.
Your horn's not intimidating.
No, it's not. Look, it's like a tugboat horn or something like that.
Right? It's not a regular horn.
Yeah, no.
There's a cartoon bird chasing me.
Yeah.
And then you look and there's like bangs and teeth. And
the game operation is more intimidating than your car horn. Oh, touch the side. All I gotta do is put the car in front of you. Yep.
I had an angry girl get out of her car to yell at me recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What'd you do?
I was picking somebody up somewhere, and I was instructed by the person at the place where I was picking up, like, you have to park right here. So, all right. So the guy behind me that I, you know, I backed up, I was pretty close, but that's where they wanted me. All of a sudden, he decides he can't get out. He had no problem when I was moving, but then when he wanted to leave, honks the horn, and I look in my rearview mirror, and he just does like the shoulder shrug with the arms in the air.
What the hell, man?
So I throw my arms back up at him. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, you saw the guy direct me right here.
It's like two referees are meeting.
So he, yeah,
touchdown.
He didn't get out of the car. It was like some young girl, and it was one of those, "Hi, excuse me. I hope you're having a great night, but we'd like to leave. Can you please move your car? Thanks a lot, asshole." And like gets back in the car, is like, "No, I'm not moving."
Right.
So then I leaned out. I go, "That wasn't necessary." Yep. I just leaned out the window. I was like, "You didn't have to do that. You could just apologize, and then I can move." And then no one did anything for like 60 seconds. And I was like, "I don't want to get into a fist fight over this." I just left. Came back around. Like 2 minutes later. It was like, the audacity that people have to just get out of their car.
So snotty.
And start doing that. It's like, you weren't even here. You weren't even involved in any of the process. You just stepped into this 13 seconds ago. Yeah. Get back in the back seat.
Yeah. Shut your face. Get back inside.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah. stun gun is so great.
I love it. Yeah.
Don't chase it, bro.
That's the thing. When you know, when there's a woman angry, you could be a second away from pepper spray.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
You're on the ground gagging. Taser.
Right.
And then what are you gonna do?
You can't.
There's nothing you can do.
Nothing you can do.
You can't even say, "Hey, she freaking tased me. She assaulted me." It's like, yeah, you probably
deserved it. You probably
wrote
yourself. Exactly, yeah. There is no way to win. That's
Bring
why
it on yourself.
That's why the couple of times I had that, I just took off. I'm like, you know what? I don't want anything any part of this. I'm out of here. This car is fast, and I'm getting the hell out of here.
Yeah. Why would I hang out for this?
Right. And you're like, "Thanks a lot for making me pick you up." I'm never doing that again.
People are crazy.
Yep.
They're crazy.
And they got worse. I mean, people came back from the pandemic.
They did get worse.
Angry and don't know how to drive anymore. They're all angry. Yeah. I've never seen so many angry drivers in my life. They're all
Maybe
angry.
It's you bringing it out.
No, I'm not seeing against me. I'm seeing each other.
I'm with AJ.
Yeah, people are crazy.
Yeah. It's angrier out there than I ever remember.
I'm witnessing this stuff happening. It's not happening to me. I'm watching other people react to others.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm a good boy now.
Oh, Paul.
I'm a good boy now. I'm a good boy now.
Good
yeah.
Boy?
No. Oh, I haven't had anything happen in a long
boy?
Time.
I'm a good boy.
You want your belly rubbed?
I'm going to pee
Please.
In, your in a second.
You are not a good boy. You tailgate, by the way.
Lately.
I've been in your truck.
Lately.
You tailgate.
No, I'm just looking ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. The car's in the way, yeah.
You tailgate, you
I've
speed.
Been, no one's been brake checking me, though, so we're good.
No one would ever brake check that truck. That's inviting death.
You feel something? I don't know.
All right, there's another AJ. AJ, AJ, AJ,
hello,
AJ.
Hello, great name.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey. How you guys doing?
So far,
doing
so good.
So I had this 22-year-old girl in front of me.
How do you know how old she was?
It's very like a specific. Story.
That's a police report.
They exchanged information.
That's what the coroner said.
He's jumping the gun. Yeah. Jumping the gun.
Okay.
So right.
I have about a 20 to 30 commute to work. So she's behind me. I thought she was going to hit my car. She flies around me, gets in front of me, and like doesn't just like brake check me once, like triple brake checks me. Does it, gets around the same car, does it again. I'm watching this. All the way down 95. I'm like, man, she's going to get rear-ended or hit someone else. So I said, whatever. I'm getting off the exit, and who's in front of me but this crazy girl? I was like, oh, my God. So I get to the light, and I'm, like, staring at her. And I'm like, this chick is crazy. She's swearing at me, giving the middle finger. She pulls off to get gas. And what do I notice? She has no front plate on her car. So I said, okay, I'm going to go as fast as I can to work, jump in my uniform. I'm in the traffic unit. Don't have to go to briefing. And I'm going to fly to see if she's still at that gas, getting gas. And where was she? Still getting gas.
Nice.
Waited for her to pull out. No moving violation. She has the equipment violation, no front plate. Pull over, and we have a nice conversation. She has a Louis Vuitton bag. She's 20 years old. I'm like, where she's getting a brand-new Yukon XL Louis Vuitton bag? I could really care less. But I'm like, you're going to kill someone going 95. And she just mouthed off to me the entire time on the traffic stop.
Really?
Wow.
It was like the most bizarre thing. I wouldn't say the most bizarre thing, but absolutely just strange.
So you guys a couple now?
I didn't give her the ticket for the no front plate, but I'm like, you're going to kill someone going 95. And if I ever see you doing that again, I'll contact CSP, see if they can pull some kind of footage off of like 95 and see if you can get arrested for, you know.
Why wouldn't you give her the ticket for no front plate?
That's the reason to stop the car.
It's like a low blow kind of thing, not worth it.
Yeah.
Chaz, I didn't give you a ticket when you were speeding that time.
Where was I?
I'm not going to give that up because I know guys I work with listen to your show, so then they'll be razzing me 24/7.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sure he appreciates it.
All right. I think I know where I was. I don't get pulled over a lot, but I think I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Yes. Yes, you do. Thank you, officer.
Wow, it's wild that she's yelling at you in a traffic stop. That's where that's where everyone behaves nicely.
Yeah.
Typically.
Nah, you'd be surprised how crazy people are, just odd people are. I mean, I stopped the guy yesterday, and I asked him why he blew the stop sign, and he just had to I'm like, you live like 2 feet up the road. You know the stop sign's there. He didn't say anything like, are you on drugs? Are you drinking? Do you smoke marijuana? No comment, nothing, didn't say anything. I'm like, are you going to talk to me? He goes, I'm just an odd person.
Oh, okay then.
Wow.
That's a great answer.
He was telling the truth, apparently. Yeah,
yeah. I will give you a ticket that ends in an odd number.
You should have seen his license picture. He had like one of those handlebar mustaches that curled up toward his eyes. He didn't have that on the traffic stop, so maybe he should have updated his license. But
one of our interns over here, our former intern.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I'm just an odd person.
Yeah. Well, it worked. He proved it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Good times. Yeah. I was actually shocked. I'm like, you'd think she'd like be, hey, listen, I'm sorry, I'm having a bad day or something, but nothing. Just totally bizarre. I was like, okay, well, don't do it again. And I've never seen her ever again, but.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll have to
see. So wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she was just stopping to get gas, get back on the highway to brake check everyone to where she was going. I have no idea.
That's the one thing, right. You never know who you're cutting off or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? You could be cutting off a cop or you could be cutting off
like a person. She's just doing it to everybody down the highway. Like, I get, like I said, it's like 95 to work every day. And I got people brake checking, tractor trailers driving, lanes they shouldn't be speeding around. Like, I don't care. But this lady was just, a young girl, was just brake checking everybody who just wouldn't let her pass. If she got past you, she wouldn't brake check you. But if she had to ride your bumper for 2 seconds, then she'd get around you and like triple tap the brake check. I'm like,
Then you just kind of
stop taking her lithium or something.
Right. Just knock her into the next just knock up the road. Just boom, ram her. Bump drift.
Yeah. No, because they got all the black box in the car. You take that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You pull out.
I'm in the traffic unit,
so we take those out of the car and you download them and get people speed. So then you get hit with assault. Thank you.
Damn it.
Well, thank you for what you do.
Yes, thank you.
No problem, guys. You guys have a great morning.
You as well. Too. Thank you. There's an Officer AJ out there. That's pretty cool.
Why wouldn't there be?
No, just thought it was cool. Mm. Just an observation.
It's all about AJ.
It's all about me or my foot in your ass in a second.
It's all about AJ.
Can you imagine Officer AJ pulls over Phil? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Look at that. He can't wield a knife. Oh, no. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, no. I had to use deadly force. Oh, no. Hang on. There's the knife. Think.
The knife has the letters AJ on it.
Right. He took it from me first.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's too bad my camera's clicked off at the moment.
This looks like a plastic knife from your Chinese takeout.
Doesn't make a difference. That's jelly, not blood. I don't care.
Road rage. Oh, and the phones are going nuts, too. I give you a lot of credit if you're out there right now.
Yeah.
Because it's hell.
It is.
It's one thing just to get up, get yourself together, get in the car, and now I got to get to this job I may or may not like. But then you got to, have people almost trying to kill you just to be 1 second in front of you.
It's like a gladiator game.
It
just
is really, I give you a lot of credit.
Yeah.
You've been through a battle even before you arrive at work for the day.
when the weed's legal again.
All right.